As I mentioned earlier, today is the first Sunday of 2014. And as been our tradition in the past couple of years, we're going to start 2014 with a prayer service. And so we're going to be praying for different areas today, with other members of the congregation will come forward and pray. And don't panic, I'm not going to call on you. Those are people who already volunteered. So you can just relax. You're not going to be called on to pray today, except praying silently. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion." And I was looking through different stories in Scripture about prayer, and I want to look today at the prayers of Abraham's servant, the prayers of Abraham's servant. Abraham was a very old man. He was a very wise man, and he had a son named Isaac, and you kind of know the backstory about how this was the chosen son for him. And he made his oldest servant take an oath saying that he would not allow Isaac to marry someone from Canaan, where they were living at the time. And instead he was to take him and find a wife from his original home, from his original homeland. And so his oldest servant made this vow that he would do this and that he would not take Isaac there, but that he would go and find him a wife among Abraham's relatives. So Abraham's servant traveled a great distance. He took camels with him. He took gifts to present to the woman's family. And he prayed that God would provide a woman for him. And the way that he prayed is this. He said, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I am standing here beside this spring, and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. I will ask one of them, 'Please give me a drink from your jug.' If she says, 'Yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels too,' let her be the one you have selected as Isaac's wife. This is how I will know you have shown unfailing love to my master." So he had come out to this place where the camels were, where the well was, and the women were coming, and he had no idea how in this foreign land to him he was going to find the woman that God had in mind for Isaac. And so he makes this prayer and says, "The woman that comes out that gives me water and then waters my camel, that is how I will know that this is the woman that you have chosen for Isaac." And it says, before he had finished praying, he saw a young woman named Rebecca. And he ran over to Rebecca and asked Rebecca for a drink of water. And she quickly gave him a drink and then said, "Can I get you your water for your camels?" And she got water for all of his camels, and they drank their water until they were full. When the camels had finished drinking, the servant gave Rachel a gold ring for her nose and two gold bracelets and went back to her father and found out that Rachel was indeed one of the relatives of Abraham, and would make a perfect candidate for Isaac, for a bride. And this was just to show that God had this plan in mind. He knew who he wanted Isaac to marry, and that was Rebekah. But because Abraham's servant was faithful and was willing to come to the Lord in prayer, God answered that prayer in a very tangible way. And guys, God answers our prayers. We aren't praying just for our own sake. When we pray, we're not praying to an imaginary fairy, okay? We are praying to God, our Father in heaven. And when we pray today, as we pray through these different areas, we need to remember that God is listening to us, and even though millions and millions of people can be praying at the same time, He can hear your voice, and He can hear your prayers, and He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your prayers. He wants to know what's on your heart. And so as we pray today, I want us to be cognizant of the fact that God is listening to our prayers. And this isn't just an exercise that we go through, but this is a time to really open up our hearts and open up our minds and open up ourselves to the Spirit's leading as we pray and as we bring these things to the Lord. Will you pray with me now? God, I just thank you for this opportunity that we have to come before you and to pray. I thank you that you hear us and that you listen to our prayers, God. I pray that as we move through this service, that the glory would go to you, God, and that you would be there in the midst of our prayers, in the midst of our requests, and in the midst of our praise and confession and adoration, Lord. We just ask that you would make your presence known in this place. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Marilyn has our first scripture reading this morning. This is from Psalm 51. This is right after David's continual sin with Bathsheba and some of the other sins that he committed regarding that. And so this is a prayer of personal confession by David, Psalm 51. Marilyn.
Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin. For I recognize my shameful deeds. They haunt me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the heart, so you can teach me to be wise in my inmost being. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation.
Now Betty is going to have a scripture and a prayer as we think about prayers for our world.
I'm going to be reading from Psalm 69, verses 1 through 3 and 14 through 16. And then because we're thinking of the world, I'm going to pray about three of the missions that our congregation supports. First will be the Katali Orphanage. Secondly will be Good News Production. And the third one will be Puerto Rico Christian School. And it's my desire, and Kevin's, I'm sure that you'll be praying with me as we pray for those three things. But first, the scripture. Save me, O God, for the floodwaters are up to my neck. Deeper and deeper I sink into the mire. I can't find a foothold. I am in deep water, and the floods overwhelm me. I am exhausted from crying for help. My throat is parched. My eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my God to help me. Rescue me from the mud. Don't let me sink any deeper. Save me from those who hate me and pull me from these deep waters. Don't let the floods overwhelm me or the deep waters swallow me or the pit of death devour me. Answer my prayers, O Lord, for your unfailing love is wonderful. Take care of me, for your mercy is so plentiful. Shall we pray? First for the Katali Orphanage. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much that we as a congregation, we as a people, have the opportunity to know about the Katali Orphanage. We thank you for the privilege that we have of learning about it and to support it financially and with our prayers. Father, we thank you for Pat Albright, who is the liaison to the Katali Orphanage and helps keep us informed. Father, they've had many problems through the years with their building, the plumbing, the roof, government issues, and so on. And you know what all of them are, Lord. And we just thank you that right now things are apparently running fairly smoothly. We pray, Father, that you will be with the directors of the orphanage, that you will be with the various teachers as they teach the children about your love. And Father, as they help each of the children through mealtime, bedtime, living out their lives, I pray that you will guide the teachers and the directors to say and to do the right things with these children. Father, we are so glad that we are not orphans, that none of us are orphans, even though they call it Katali Christian Orphanage, that these children are your children, So we pray, Father, for a blessing upon the director, the teachers, the house parents, and all of the children. And then, Father, we turn our thoughts to the Good News production. Again, we are so grateful that we as a congregation have the opportunity to learn and to support this great, great work of yours through our prayers and through our finances. Father, we thank you for Scott Lisman and giving us the information about Good News production each time that he gets a newsletter. Father, we're just grateful for Mike Schrage, who is one of the main directors, who at one point was a part of our congregation. We're so grateful, Lord, and just really excited that this group of people has the vision for your word to be spread throughout the world. We pray for the continual finances and making of the solar packs so your gospel can be taken to very, very remote places. Especially, Father, we pray for your blessing upon the new work in India and the things that are going on there. It's just really exciting how many Hindus and Muslims have come to know Jesus and want Jesus as their Savior. So we thank you for that, and we pray for your continual blessing upon that work. And then lastly, Lord, we want to thank you for our privilege again for supporting financially and through our prayers the Puerto Rico Christian School. We thank you for Helen Schubert, who has been the liaison for that work and letting us know what is going on. Some of us know Catherine Rhodes, who was the superintendent of the school for years, was a part of this congregation at one time. And now, although she has retired, is continuing there, Father, we pray that you'll be with Catherine, be with the new superintendent, be with all of the teachers. We thank you, Lord, that you've provided the right teachers at the right time each year. And the school has grown so much in number. We thank you, Lord, for that blessing. And we just pray for continual guidance for the teachers, the superintendent, and for the various churches that support it, that these children will not only learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, but that they will learn about Jesus and take Jesus as their Savior. Father, we just thank you for each of these missions that we can become a part of through our prayers and our financial support, and we pray your blessing upon each of them. We pray this all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
For our scripture reading and prayer for our nation, Gary and Pat Albright.
This is taken from Psalms 118, 1 through 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love endures forever. In my distress I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
Let's pray for our nation and for the Emmanuel Christian Seminary. Our Lord and Creator, we know that this scripture is true. We know that you are faithful and that your love endures forever. And we know that we are honored that we are invited to come and address you as a child addressed his parents. And we know you have plans for each of us. Lord, forgive us when our pride gets in our way of making right choices. Forgive us when we don't see it the way you have. Lord, we ask your blessing and your guidance and your wisdom for the leaders of our country and for each one of us. We ask especially your blessing on the Emmanuel Christian Seminary. and ask guidance for each one of their students and their staff, that what we do, that your will may be done in this country. In Christ's name, amen.
Now Marcy is going to come and do a scripture reading and prayers for Hayes.
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now, Jesus is a well-built city. Its seamless walls cannot be breached. All the tribes of Israel, the Lord's people, make their pilgrimage here. They come to give thanks to the name of the Lord, as the law requires of Israel. Here stand the thrones where judgment is given, the throne of the dynasty of David. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. Shall we pray? I will be praying for the Community Assistance Center, for Lakeview, the Christian Camp, and for ECMA. Dear Lord, we are truly blessed to have and be able to support these missions. We ask that you be what Joe and Heidi's is, as they move on from Lakeview and to the board as they interview and hire the new caretakers. We also ask that you move our children and others who have a desire to attend this year as they get to know you better and get to know other Christian children and friends. We also ask that you be with the new caretakers as they deal with the building issues and the other things that arise, that they will be able to handle these as well as Joe and Heidi have done all these years. Please guide the board of the Community Assistance Center as they continue to help the needy in our community and advise them on how to spend donations as they come in. We also ask for your guidance for the ECMA as they too help the needy in our community and that they use donations according to your will. Thank you for all these you have blessed. Thank you for all you have blessed these missions with and what is to come.
Now as we move to prayers for our church, Kathy Bracken is going to come and read and pray.
I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there?
My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watched you over you will not slumber. Indeed, who watches over Israel will never sleep or slumbers. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Oh, gracious Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to worship together today. We sing your praises and humbly come to you to ask for your blessings as we go about our daily as we go about our daily business. Please help us to remember to keep you first in our lives. We fall short of being the example we should be. Please forgive us. Please bless the relationships within the church. Please help us to remember to treat each other with the respect we each deserve. We pray for the leadership, Kevin, the overseers, and the board members. Please bless them and their families as they make the decisions for the church. Please help us all to understand and support them. We come to you today with a special request today. Lord, as you know, we are struggling financially. Please, as the coming year advances, help us, Lord. Our last request today, Lord, is to help us bring your word to others as our primary responsibility. Please help us to stay focused on that, Lord. That's what we're here for. Please help us to remember that. Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen.
And now Stephen is going to come and offer scripture and prayers for marriages and families.
I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is the most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. Lord, in our nation and our world, Lord, marriages and families all together are kind of a thrown away establishment these days, Lord. They're so easily broken. Seems like the whims of the thoughts are stronger, Lord, than the love that you have given us for our families, Lord. It's just so easy these days to sign a paper and end something that was meant to be forever. As we sing that hymn, Bind Us Together, Lord, I pray that you'll make that our mission, at least in this church, Lord. I pray that there will be a movement across this world, but at least for our church, we will make that a mission, that when we bind our families together, Lord, we bind them together with love, with cords that cannot be broken, Lord. We live in a world, Lord, that is fallen and broken. And every divorce, every abortion, every child that is abused, Lord, reminds us of that. And we pray that in this upcoming year, you will be a force in that arena, Lord, that you will take a stand and that you will use us to take a stand against that, Lord, and that you will be there with us as we move forward, proclaiming that not only will we stand strong in our families, not only do we proclaim that the Lord will be in our houses, Lord, but that we want to see that in every house, Lord, that we will make it our mission to spread the news that that is the way that God intended the family to be, Lord. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Now Billy is going to come forward for
the scripture for today. O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my requests to you and wait expectantly. O God, you take no pleasure in wickedness. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked. Therefore the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow, but let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. Lord, there is much sickness, dying, and death that surrounds us. You are the ultimate physician. You know what we need, and we trust you will provide care and healing in your time and according to your will, if not in this world, then in heaven. We thank you for our abilities and for our disabilities. You made us unique and wonderful. Today I specifically pray for our little corner of the world. Lord, we also ask that you heal what is broken in this world. We thank you for loving us, and we thank you for your healing hands.
Let us go forth from this place and continue to pray. Pray without ceasing, we are told in the Psalms. Everything that we do should be a prayer to our Father in heaven.
You've been listening to a message presented at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the Donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.